Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Shadows, darkening of the night. Somewhere some villain schemes, but his number's up.
3, 2, 1.
Let's get dangerous.
Dangerous.
Did he have a lisp?
I think so.
Let's get dangerous.
Let's get dangerous, Garth. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:08.
Remember, we activated Missouri.
I know. Because I said, did you have a lisp? And old Surrey was going off.
I have a lisp. Hey, Surrey, do I have a lisp?
That's what Chick on the News used to say. Hey, Surrey.
Surrey.
Wow, that works. That understands redneck.
You know, Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning. It is 7:08. There was so much more with the Donald Duck universe than there ever was with the mouse universe.
I mean, yeah, man.
You look at Darkwing Duck. You look at DuckTales. You look at Scrooge McDuck. You know, you got that.
That was DuckTales.
Ooh.
Robo Duck.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Yeah.
There was a Dewey, too, right?
Did they ever fight the chipmunks?
No.
Would have won.
Well, I would take the ducks over the chipmunks.
Yeah.
Yeah, much bigger. Even though the squirrels had that fat one.
Mm-hmm.
Liked a lot of cheese.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think he was German, wasn't he? Couldn't really trust him fully because he wasn't American squirrel.
I might go back and start watching some of my favorite cartoons. Although, last time I tried to do that, and this was many years ago, many, many years ago. I forget what service came out that had, it may have been YouTube even, but I sat down with Grace on a Saturday morning. I said, let's watch Hulk Hogan's Rockin' Wrestling.
Yeah.
It's a cartoon about
awesome.
Wrestling, except they never wrestle. Andre the Giant's always wearing a suit. It makes no sense. And they're not using any of their real voices. And I went back and watched it. I was like, God, this is awful. It's like nine. You were saying you went back and watched, was it Boys in the Hood or Friday recently? And you're like, God, this is corny.
Friday I watch regularly, and it's still good.
It was Boys in the Hood.
Boys in the Hood was corny, though.
I think I'm gonna,
run.
I think I'll go back and start Scooby-Doo.
It's still good.
Back
yes.
in the first season.
They had to get the Boomerang. They got it all.
They do?
They got a lot of Scooby on Boomerang, yeah.
What tier is that on?
You can get it as a Prime channel.
Scooby's okay. Always good.
I love Scooby. I didn't care for Scrappy. You know, once
I don't like Scrappy.
They split off into that, and then they brought that doofus dog with them. Mm-hmm. And went, hey, Scoob. What's up? You remember the I forget what his name was. Was it Doofy Doo?
It was Scooby Dumb.
Scooby Dumb.
Oh, my goodness.
Scooby Doo and Scooby Dumb.
That was the real thing?
Yeah. Yeah, he was, you know, just Little off.
It was like a Yahook.
A little off.
It was a Yahook Great Dane. Oh, he was like a gray Great Dane, whereas Scooby Doo is brown. Scooby Dumb is gray.
Don't tell Velma hit her glasses.
Scooby Dumb. Holy moly. Yeah. That's crazy.
Scoobert Dumb.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, what is it?
Well, I just talked bad about somebody in the company email, and they were on it, and I didn't know about it, so
just
got myself in trouble.
Who was
it? I'll be meeting today. That's cool.
Who was it?
I'll write it down for you because nobody listening will care.
You should pay attention to things. Jesus.
I didn't think I saw the name.
I always look on those.
That's why I said you should pay attention to things.
On those CCs.
When I get on the roll, man, I was hot.
If they're BCC'd on it, that means that I can't see that they're on the email.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't know they were.
That's got to be the worst one.
That's probably next to the worst one.
Yeah, that's top two worst ones.
Yeah. Right. Even the one you think is number two is really number three in that list as far as getting pissed off.
Yeah.
Wow. We're on shaky ground anyway.
Jesus. Good Lord.
It's completely fractured now.
Man. Twisted Toddy didn't mean it.
If Fatboy gets laid off, you know why.
It's all, he's just being fun. Just having a good time. Speaking of fun. We're doing the week of just for fun. We can come up with some prizes, sure, but we just can't get them to you because our offices are closed to the public and non-essential employees.
Yeah.
And it takes everybody, so I say let them all come in. But
sound like Trump.
No, I'm joking.
Need to build a wall, a virus-free wall.
I don't think but anyway, I don't want to go into that rabbit hole. So we're going to do some of our favorite games just for fun. And yesterday we said, let's see if P wants to call and just play the game for fun.
Yeah.
And a few did. So we said, okay, we'll do this the rest of the week. And I said, okay, I definitely want to play 5 and 10 one day. And 9 says, definitely got to do What the Flick. So we decided today we will do What the Flick. But here's the question. What are teams going to be on this? Because normally, I would be paired up with a listener, or Paige would be paired up with a listener, or whatever.
Today we can play with everybody in the room because there's four of us.
We can play with each other.
Okay.
That's true. The numbers do work out.
Yeah, they do.
All right.
The math is functional.
I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. Paige?
5.
Fat Boy?
2.
9?
7.
It was 7 on the nose. 9 is my partner.
I know, that's Matt's number. It's always 7. Number. Always 7.
He knows.
Always 7.
It all goes back to 7.
Always 7.
It's always 7.
So who?
My favorite Dustin Runnels character.
So who's my team?
That would be...
you and Paige.
You and Paige.
Yeah, okay.
Process of elimination.
Okay.
Come on, Hottie. We can do this.
What about the next part?
What is the next part? We don't have to do a prize. It's bragging rights. Oh, who's giving, who's receiving?
Yeah.
I think you can decide that on your teams.
Yeah. I mean, I think I can give.
Okay.
Family wants to give. Do you want to give or receive, Matt? You want me to
Who's
give?
Who's pushing?
The bigger one.
What do you prefer? What would be, this is for fun. This is not for who can go and slay through the other competition. This is supposed to be fun and most entertaining.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a good time.
So what would be more entertaining on our side? You giving it to me or me giving it to you?
I think it'd be better if I gave it to you. I'd rather give it to you.
Okay.
So it's me versus 9. Who's the best giver?
For all those times I had to be the woman in the analogies.
I'll start calling you X. Give it to me.
Oh, goodness. Stop.
Okay. So 9 will give it to me.
In the wheelchair.
Paige is giving it to Fat Boy.
No.
Fat Boy's giving it to Paige.
You're giving it to Paige.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll...
Who's going to win?
Well, we need to figure out, we need to come up with some movies to do this with.
If you're giving, do you just come up with movies and clues?
Yeah, usually how it works, right?
Okay, so the rules are, let's go over this again. With What the Flick, it is, let's say I have a movie in my head that I'm trying to get 9 to say. And I can't say, obviously, the title of the movie, cast names, or character names.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You get up to 5 words. The few you use, the more points you get.
Yeah.
Okay. Racing.
Days of Thunder.
Gambler.
Oh, hell, I don't remember the name of the movie. Cannonball Run? What is it with him?
Kids?
I don't remember the name of the movie, dude.
I'm not giving up.
I know the movie. I just don't know the name of the movie. I can't think of the title of the movie. It's not going to come to me. I never saw it. I'm familiar with it.
Beer.
Again, I don't know the name of that movie. I do not know the name of this film. I know what movie it is, but I don't know the name.
Why are you pissing them off?
Half of a 12er.
Six pack.
Yeah.
There you go. See, there's a way. There's a way.
There's a way to get to it. Six pack. Great. I don't know if it's streaming, but that's a good Kenny Rogers movie.
You don't want to watch it now. You'd probably realize it wasn't good.
Well, I'll watch it. All right. Now, y'all practice one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, come on.
I'm terrible at this.
This is what's going to get everybody through. Listening to us butt blank a game.
Okay.
If you watch them now, all of them smoking the Bandit ripoff movies were not good.
You thought, no, that was more loving kind of family, like summertime movies. Go see it for a dollar.
Yeah.
Let's do
it. I never saw it, so you might be right.
Yeah.
Divorce. Babysitter. Wig. Pie.
Don't touch your face.
Oh, sorry.
She's putting her hands over her eyes.
That was divorce, babysitter, wig, and pie.
I know, and I'm thinking I can't think of the name.
Why did you do wig and not drag?
You just gave her another one.
Drag.
Which side are you on?
I know, San Francisco, but I can't think of the name of the movie.
Who was in it? Can we just take that?
No.
Oh, it's already over. You've already used all five.
I can't think of it.
This is going to depress everyone.
This might be fun.
I think we can win. People are going to listen and say, God, why do I trust these guys in the morning? They can't even play their own game by themselves. All right. So you just heard kind of a run through of how it could go.
Yeah.
We'll put together our list of movies when we come back. Team Fatboy and Paige versus Team Mattman and Nine. What the flick? Right after this.
Hang on a second.
Just for fun, too. No prizes. Although we'll brag on the rest of the show about who won.
We will.
Yes.
Yeah, you will.
We will win.
We will win and we will brag.
We will overcome your team.
Yep.
We will overcome your team. Right after this. What the flick?
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 Harmony.
Harmony. We're harmony. There we go. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:28. We are live here in the Den of Sin, a.k.a. Studio Inario. The Den of Sin is going to be sanitized again today.
It is.
Yeah. It'd be great.
Heck yeah.
Come in here and lick stuff tomorrow.
No. Do it now.
No.
I'm kidding. That's a joke. It's a joke.
We'll do that at the park as usual, Fat Boy.
Fat Boy's already enough trouble with the company.
Duh. When everybody chills out, we'll tell this story of how Fat Boy responded to a company email talking about somebody who was on that email.
Big old dad Nike all up in his mouth.
It's like your email foot's in your mouth. It's like a digital foot in your mouth.
Something's going to get you.
All right.
You are.
We're doing a week's worth of just for fun games. People often tell us our games are fun to listen to, even if they're not playing. They like to play along. And then the other part of that is business offices are not open, so we can't give you prizes anyway. And we don't have anybody to facilitate the prizes.
Yeah, nobody.
How's my facilitate?
So we can just play them like Malort. We can just do it for fun.
Malort.
Yeah, for Malort. Malort. Okay. The teams are Team Fatboy and Paige versus Team Nine and Mattman. Nine is giving it to me. Fatboy is giving it to Paige.
Hell yeah.
Meaning, what the flick? Nine
whoa, whoa,
has.
What the flick?
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
what the flick? Flick?
What the flick? What the
flick? That wind up toys.
My goodness.
Pretty much.
That's so good.
Yeah. Okay.
Jazz hands.
The other thing is, we didn't decide who was going first. She said jazz.
Yeah, jazz hands.
What did you think I said?
You're talking about that Neil Diamond parody.
Yeah. Not the other.
I killed it.
Who wants to go first? Ladies decide.
I'll go first. Shoot, why not?
Yeah, I feel like we should. But remember, it's not timed.
It is not timed, but you get the it's a points based system. You get it off the first one, you get all the points.
Yep.
You get them all up to 5. Clues, not including any word in the title, no cast members of the movie. Like earlier, Fabio, you could have said Robin Williams, obviously wouldn't have counted. Can't see any character names either, like Mrs. Doubtfire.
And luckily, Captain Half-Ass here, I have no idea what movie he's doing, so I don't know when to ding the bell or not.
So if you say a wrong answer or piss me off, you'll hear this.
And if you hear he gives a, if she gives a right answer, no one will know because no, he didn't send the list.
I'll give you a finger.
Okay.
Give it. Ready? Give him a.
Yeah.
Finger gun.
Finger gun. Just one.
I might not give me many of them.
First do the turn signal.
Come on, have faith in me.
Hey, I this think is we'll win.
A team thing. With, I mean, faith in you, but also Fat Boy's got to give you good clues.
Yeah, that's the way Tim McGraw likes it.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Mohawk.
Yes.
Cab.
Gremlins.
I got it.
Third clue, hooker.
Pretty woman.
So we've had Mohawk, cab, and hooker.
Mohawk, cab, hooker, yeah.
Mohawk, cab, hooker.
Ernest.
Gun.
Mohawk, cab, hooker, gun.
Go on.
Go to the next one. Okay. Bar. Saxophone.
St. Elmo's Fire?
Yes. Third one. Journal. Killer.
Journal killer.
Box.
Seven?
Yes.
Journal killer box. Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to keep
I'm getting it with the
trying
top
to keep
of my
score.
Head.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay,
it's
okay.
Sanitized.
Next
I just
one.
Fisted Nine's bell.
Careful now.
Staying clean.
Oil.
Oil.
Milkshake. Preacher?
Oil, milkshake, preacher.
Murder. And explosion.
That was a great movie.
You want to skip that one?
Yeah, a Terminator? I don't know.
That was a great movie, though, Fat Boy. Awesome. I think that's one of Fat Boy's favorite movies.
Oh, so good.
Great performances.
All right, we'll go to the last one for now.
Okay.
Japan.
Godzilla.
Nope. Underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Lost in translation.
Yes! Look at that. Okay, can we go back?
Yeah.
Yes.
You got to use the same words.
Let's go back. Okay, go back to the first,
one.
Mohawk. Cab. Hooker.
No faces, damn you! No. You can't make faces about it.
All right, don't look
you
at me.
You can't do an impression of the person.
Gun. Mohawk, cab, hooker, gun.
Give me any movie where the lead guy had a mohawk. Why am I trying to help?
I'm trying to think.
I don't
I can't
know, man.
If I go outside, will somebody run over me?
Tatum O'Neal. I don't care.
I have to do it from 6 feet
away. I can't think.
Let's go to the other one. Okay. Oil. Milkshake.
Again, impressions, no.
Preacher.
No, impressions.
Murder.
It ain't gonna matter.
I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm sorry. I give. That's it.
I think
this page is Galay.
I think it's
I don't know. I don't know.
No, I'm
gonna look at the text. I'm afraid to look at it. I think that was enough to win.
I-D-U-N-N-O. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think y'all screwed is what I think.
You think so?
I think we got enough.
So the first movie was Taxi Driver.
Yeah.
I had that off of truly the off of Mohawk.
Mohawk and cab, yeah.
It was at
off
first
of Mohawk?
Off of Mohawk. I see the cover of the movie in my head. But then I thought you were going DC Cab because Mr. T was in that movie.
And then the other,
Jimmy Fallon.
The other one they didn't get was There Will Be Blood.
Yeah.
Oh, I never saw that.
If I say I'm an oil man, I think you'll agree.
It's a great movie.
But Fat Boy was doing his De Niro face, though.
He was. You can't do that.
I thought it would, you know, put it over.
It would have, but you can't do that.
Okay. Let's not reveal the points yet, because...
Well, it's not time. That was good.
Yeah.
But just points. Or points.
Just points.
It's pointed.
Just points.
Okay. All right. Team 9 and Matt.
Yes.
I guess I'll guess if you get it wrong.
Yeah. I'll give you a thumbs down if he gets it wrong. All right. First movie, first clue. You ready, Matt?
Yes.
Nudie. Magazine. Penguin.
Nudie Magazine Penguin.
Yeah, Nudie Magazine Penguin.
Nudie Magazine Penguin.
P.
Like as in urine?
Yeah. Nudie Magazine Penguin P. Pants.
Billy Madison? Oh, God.
Today, Junior.
Not a good movie at all.
No, it really isn't. Movie number two. You ready, Matt?
Yes.
Burn.
St. Elmo's Fire.
Burn Book.
Next clue.
Bitches. Burn Book. Bitches.
Mean Girls.
Yeah, I never saw that one.
Good movie. Oh.
I hope to see it on Broadway.
You're always dressed wrong on Wednesday.
I hope it comes to the Peace Center.
Can't sit here. Movie that's Forrest Gump.
You ready for movie number three?
Movie number three.
Fat.
Angus.
Teacher. That's a great movie. Fat Teacher.
Fat Teacher. What was the big fat teacher in the Adam Sandler movie?
Fat Teacher College. Fat
Teacher. Saved by the Bell College Years was a TV show. Yeah.
Fat Teacher College.
Fat Teacher College. Fat Teacher College.
Bob Golic wasn't fat.
It's Waterboy.
Fat Teacher College Farting.
I can say it won't matter. Nutty Professor? He was college?
Yeah, college professor.
Yeah, he was. Professor Clunk. Hercules?
Yeah, I know, but you can't say it. The first thing I was saying is Hercules.
I thought he was going to say, I throw this knife between the crack of your ass.
Technically, Hercules was not that kid's name in the movie. So
Hercules. All right.
Mike Douglas had a nice ass.
How you doing?
Movie number four.
Yep. Alaska City.
Alaska City.
Alaska?
Alaska City.
Alaska?
Anchorage. Juno, God!
Man. That's a good clue. It
was a pregnant lesbian girl movie.
Yeah, it was.
Oh.
Comes down to the end here.
Okay.
All right.
I hope everybody listening is enjoying this. And I hope you played it at home because you got a plethora of movies to play off of. You know.
Yeah, there's a lot. Plus, they got a check coming, so they'll like it.
Yeah. You ready for the last one, Matt?
I am ready.
Final film?
For us to win this game.
Okay. Word number one, sidewalk. Word number
Little Rascals.
Sidewalk Ends.
Sidewalk Ends in Nairobi. Pure Country. Where the sidewalk ends
and the road begins.
We fell in love. On a cold, dark night, not afraid to go. I've never seen the movie.
All y'all do is
you
hang out.
I'm not.
Yeah, right.
One sidewalk ends.
Yeah, right.
What a great movie, Pure Country. The second one's awful.
There's three of them now.
What?
I never saw the second or third one.
Yeah, there's a bunch of flickers, too.
Dusty Goes to Hell is what the third one's called.
No, Dusty ain't in but the first one.
Oh,
Jason Goes to Nashville. Did you see that?
That was awesome.
Who's
Murray.
In the third one? Like
I don't know, let me look.
One of Montgomery Gentry?
Probably not. Probably a little girl again, like in the second one.
It's probably Larry the Cable Guy.
Like, yeah, how you doing?
He gets all the leftover sequels that nobody wants.
Pure Country, Pure Heart came out in 2017.
Isn't it weird to think that Larry the Cable Guy took over The Rock's role as the Tooth Fairy? He sequeled it.
Yeah, I know.
It was Larry. You went from The Rock to the Cable Guy.
Pure Country 3 was produced by WWE Studios. It stars nobody you ever heard of.
WWE Studios?
Yeah, and Willie Nelson has a cameo.
Wow.
Yep.
Harvey Fierstein should have been the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah.
He didn't kill himself. Okay.
Did you keep score, Fatbo?
I did.
I'm going to pull up my shirt.
It came down to the last one.
And I'm going to give you the drum roll.
I kept score, too. I just want Fatboy to announce it.
With my belly.
Page of myself. We got a score of 10. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought you had 11.
Nah, the one didn't count.
Oh, okay.
But with a score of 14 by my counts, these freaking goobers. They win.
When you hear twin fiddles and steel guitar.
Listen to the sound of the American heart.
I try, Fatboy.
I mean, yeah.
I just didn't see two of those movies.
I know. I was like, I thought these were pretty good. I had a list.
I thought your clues were pretty good. I got them.
Yeah, I know nine would get. Why can't I play with nine?
Okay, how about
you
this?
You can play with me when we go to break.
Yeah, play with yourselves, but don't touch each other.
We can flip-flop teams and play again.
Yeah.
Some other time.
Yeah, we will.
Some other time, some other place.
Well, if we take our shorts off, we'll be at least 6 feet away.
We're going to all go play in the Plex next. What are you working on, Paige?
Oh, I got a story about a couple fighting in a car in Florida. I'll tell you what happened next. A woman was screaming, but it was over one particular item. What was the item? Find out next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Sanitizer. Hand sanitizer.
Probably.
Air conditioning levels.
Maybe toilet paper.
Windows down. Yeah. I have pollen. Okay. We'll find out the answer to the big car fight right after this. Morning, everybody.
The official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, we've got so much to get to. But first, if you love the show The Office, I have some info, some intel on that. About Steve Carell and his departure from NBC. There is a book that's coming out. It's called The Office, The Untold Story of the Greatest Sitcom of the 2000s.
Oh, God. Who wrote it? Toby? He's such a narc. He wouldn't respond to emails either, fat boy.
Everybody hates Toby.
According to this, Steve Carell says he wasn't actually quoted in this, but it according to this book that's coming out. I don't have the book in front of me, so I can't tell you exactly verbatim. But
well, I gave it to you.
Oh, thank you for not.
She still ain't brought me her movie yet.
I know.
I don't even have my movie. Stop. I don't have a copy of it. Everybody asked me. I got to order another one.
Two people asked.
All right. So several people connected with the show say that he was asked about his contract in an interview back around that time when he was leaving. So he didn't want to leave The Office after season 7 in 2011. He thought that he would be renewed and continue on, but it was just a cutoff mark, and he hadn't actually planned on leaving because something strange happened. No one had a conversation with him, and no one at NBC made an effort to convince him to stay on or renew his contract, so he figured they didn't want him back, so he decided to move on and do movies.
Hmm. When did he do, where was, what's the timeline with The Office and 40-Year-Old Virgin?
40-Year-Old Virgin was before The Office.
It
got
was?
Big, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a great actor.
Yeah, the movie he did, I can't remember the name, but the movie with Tina Fey.
Date Night?
I thought that was funny.
It was funny.
I thought it was really good.
I didn't see the latest one where he plays with the little figures. He gets beat up.
No, I
can't
that.
Think of the name.
Oh, Dinner with Schmuck. Dinner
no,
for Schmuck.
No, that was no, good that, too. That,
the rats.
It was kind of bizarre. His own city, and I forgot the name of the film.
Yeah, he plays little figurines.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't seen that either.
Yeah, Schmuck's was good.
The Office started in March with a half season.
Yeah,
or an abbreviated season, kind of. And then 40-Year-Old Virgin came out in August of the same year. But The Office didn't take off for two or three years after it came out, you know, to get really huge. Hell, it's bigger now than it was when it was ever on TV.
I mean, he was doing Anchorman, and he was doing, what was the one where he had to save all the animals?
I never saw that one.
Evan Almighty? Was it? Yes. He was in that one?
Yes.
You know, some people say the name of that movie too fast.
Evan Almighty?
No, 40-Year-Old Virgin.
40-Year-Old Virgin?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Like, did you say 4-Year-Old Virgin?
No. 4-Year-Old Virgin.
No. I enjoyed him in Little Miss Sunshine. Oh, that was a fun movie.
It was good.
Any movie where Alan Arkin plays an old guy, it's fun.
Yeah. Well, that was a fun movie.
What are you doing?
Fun little movie. With the little chunky kid that liked dancing.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Well, here's another tidbit from this book, The Office, The Untold Story of the Greatest Sitcom of the 2000s. The book also mentions that James Gandolfini almost replaced Steve, but initially he wasn't sure if he was right for the part, but he eventually said yes. And then at the last minute, he got cold feet, and the show ended up casting James Spader.
Imagine James Gandolfini wearing the lady suit.
No. No. I didn't
get
care.
The look.
That show, for me, I still watch through reruns, and I watched it live when it was out, but like the James Spader years, the Kathy Bates stuff, I just didn't care for.
Yeah.
It wasn't the same without Michael.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but he was better for that than Gandolfini would have been.
How much?
Or Reddington.
And who was the other one they used? Spader, Kathy Bates, and then there was another one. It was like a and it was a.
Oh man!
Also from Anchorman. We've interviewed him.
Keckner was on there for a little bit.
Yeah. Dave Keckner.
Yeah. Champ Kind.
Champ Kind.
Yeah. Remember what the cologne smelled like?
Yeah. Bigfoot's blank.
Mm-hmm. Sure as hell did.
Thank you, Doug. Different movie.
Like right. Stapler.
What movie is that? Blank You, Doug, Rod Briggle.
21 Jump Street.
Okay.
Thank you, Doug.
That's the only good part of the movie.
It is.
That movie's all right, man.
Is it okay?
Yeah. There's some cute parts in it.
You like where he puts Channing Tatum's tongue back in his mouth?
No, 22 Jump Street was funny, too.
It was. Where he had to do the gay Mexican accent.
Yeah. It's funny as hell.
Okay.
Well. Man, I watched Cedar Rapids with Ed Helms a while back, too. That movie's funny as hell.
Yeah, I remember that one. Because it's got the other guy from the funny voice. Oh, this is going to sound awful. He's the black guy with a funny voice, but I forget what all else he's in.
He has a funny voice. Isaiah Whitlock Jr.
Yeah, that's him. He's in a bunch of stuff.
He's got John C. Reilly and Ed Helms. Man, it's funny as hell.
Is that the one with the gas station?
No.
They go to a conference?
They go to a conference in Cedar Rapids, an insurance conference for Midwestern insurance agents. They're in Cedar Rapids where everybody's just like drunk and on drugs and blanking each other.
Oh, I haven't seen
it. It's HBO has it. You got HBO.
Yeah. Pretty good.
My queue is so long.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
It's got like Stephen Root and Red Foreman and Rob Corddry and all kind of funny people in
Red
it, man.
Red Foreman.
Yeah, Lieutenant Dangle's in there.
Oh.
Thomas Lemon.
All right. Well, let's go to Florida.
We start doing a segment every day of what we watched that afternoon after we get home.
We could do it right now. Okay. A lot of stuff to watch.
Yeah. Goodness. Yeah. Yeah.
The news.
Talk about Point Break for 30 minutes.
Yeah. You watched that?
Last night, yeah.
Johnny Utah.
All right, well.
It's a stupid movie, but damn, it's fun.
In Florida, late Sunday night, the cops got a call about hearing a woman screaming in a parking lot in a couple in Clearwater, Florida. They got into a fight in the parking lot of a mall.
Florida's awful.
Well, this might have
It is.
In general.
This might have had some alcohol involved because when the cops got there, they found the couple, quote, naked within the car and wrestling with each other. And so the cops had to separate them and question them, what exactly happened? And why are you fighting in the mall, in a car? Well, not in the mall, but in the parking lot of a mall, naked in a car.
Thought it was the one they were giving away you registered for.
Yeah, so the couple had been together for 6 months. They, like I said, they've been drinking. They decided to get it on in the car. And afterwards, the woman had to pee. She had to urinate, so she went outside the car.
It's getting good.
And, you know, she had to use a napkin to wipe herself and clean herself off. But then this is when it got gross. She accidentally, she says, she threw the napkin on her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, this is awful.
Don't you dare do that again. I'll give you 10 minutes to get this off me.
You better not throw that on my face.
Don't you dare shove that down my throat.
No, not according to this story. They started arguing and then they started fighting. So the cops determined that the guy started the fight even though it was his response to the pee napkin. So he...
I have such a very honest scientific question that I just can't ask right now. But it's okay. I'll ask Paige off the air.
Well, he was arrested for domestic battery.
Yeah.
I wondered about that myself. Yeah.
Turn the mics off for a minute. I'll ask her and then
we'll
turn them.
All right. I didn't know.
But yeah, I didn't know that either. I didn't know if it was like a padding thing or what.
Yeah. I mean, come on. You want to, it's wet. So there's going to be some on the napkin. So the guy would be grossed out, I imagine.
That's a great question.
This is where everyone's imaginations just run wild.
Right.
I like the interlude music.
There you go.
That's the new Eastbound and Down music, yeah.
But the way you described it, I'll have to teach you how to do it properly.
I don't need to know how to
do it. As a woman, you
like
did it all wrong.
I just
the other direction.
Well, again, I had no idea.
Yes.
I don't ever look, say, hey, lift that leg, let me see how you're doing it.
Right.
I don't.
Your mama should have taught you that.
No. Did your mama teach you how to use a urinal, Paige?
Hey, baby.
I think that's where your daddy. I don't know, but if you only have a mama, she would have to tell you that when you went in the bathroom. She, yes.
You might be able to figure out how to use a urinal.
I mean, come on.
Well, if you can't figure out what the question was after all this.
I know. Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious now.
She ruined it.
I know.
I knew it'd come out.
I know.
She's mad because she lost sweat flick.
Yeah. I'm not mad at all. I'm a good sport.
Well, I ain't. We should have won.
I'm sorry. We can play again.
Shake it for 20 seconds, according to the
is
the
that
CDC.
What it is? Yeah. Shake it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try that next time and see if it works for me.
Ain't got one.
All right. Well, Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. We got a lot coming up in this next hour for you. First of all, Phonaroo, day five.
Yeah, man.
Day five of Phonaroo, Jimmy Jack Jackie.
Yeah, we come back, we'll be joined by Andrew Crawford, who is one of the finest guitar pickers in the land.
Andrew Crawford, he's a singer, he's a guitar.
Yeah, songwriter, producer, plays with the Jake Bartley Band, does his solo stuff.
He's a guitar player.
He's a picker, man.
A guitarist, as some people call
him. We're going to have us a picking and a singing on the phone next for Phonaroo with Andrew Crawford.
Day five, the world's only first ever multi-day rock music festival presented exclusively by Phone.
Yep.
On the Rise, guys. Day five, let's all go to the concert. We'll do it right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Hell yeah.
Love the show, dude. You guys are great. You hooked me like picking up a virus from a toilet seat, you know?
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.